I'm playing this song on behalf of men who have been burned by women. Men who have given their whole hearts, their time, their soul, their money, every inch of their being to someone that they thought, well, I want to spend forever with this person. And then the woman, yeah, the woman shows you what hell can look like. So I guess today, on behalf of the men, the women need to hear this, really. Like, you really, really need to know that, yeah. If I don't even get to tell you that what goes around comes around, I would even assume that you may have stumbled on that somehow. A very good reference point would be, maybe you already know that what goes around comes around. Some of you call it karma, karmic retribution. That, or there's also something else that I think I may have noticed. It's women, in some cases, marrying someone that looks like their father or has similarities to their father, or men who may, you know, marry someone who has similarities to their mother. I can't be the only one out here who may have noticed that, right? You know, I've actually wondered what that is, where you grow up, and sometimes I want to say maybe the environment, given that everyone is conditioned the same, nearly almost nurtured the same, it seems as though you end up with just about the same thing in the circle. Well, you know, depending on what that circle is, except you break the circle. So you hear someone say something like, I came from a divorced home. I want to give my children, you know, a home. I don't want to break up with my wife. I don't want to separate with my husband or separate from my husband. And that thing you are avoiding seems to be your destiny. It's like you have to, at some point, get to that point where you accept that, unfortunately, whatever happened the generation before is going to happen again. So yesterday morning, I woke up and I was reading through a summary note of Beyoncé's Lemonade album. And I realized that somewhere in that, she was telling a story of her experience with Jay-Z, which may have also been her mother's experience with her father. And she was saying that whatever that curse is, that she was willing to break it. Now, I think many of you have attempted to break curses by doing something differently, holding on to dear life, like practically holding on by a thread to something that is falling apart. And then I wonder whether there's something we should know that can make it different. I wonder whether there's a price to pay to make the outcome different. And I wonder whether people are even ready to even pay that price. I think the question is, do people even know what price to pay? And then are people even willing to pay that price? Otherwise, if nothing is new under the sun and things are repeating themselves, then if it's happened before, maybe in your lineage, chances are it's going to happen again. Maybe it's going to happen with you. If it happens with you, then it's certainly going to happen with your children. Yeah, and I don't know, I've just really been thinking about it, and I'm wondering what the hopes are, what the chances are. I just wonder. Who says that thing? Is that Pinky in the Brain? Okay, well, I have about a minute before commercial break, and I hope you get to think about it. And if there's anything you can do with the best of all your human intentions, that you do it so that you don't suffer something twice. You suffered as a young person growing up, and in your own life as an adult, you suffer it again. And if there is nothing changing, then your children will go through the same thing and their children after you. Off on a break. We'll be right back. My name is Joyce. Welcome to Confessions Thursday. After that, we go into the Lords of Logic. It's a beautiful end of the week. Hey, beautiful end of the week. Let me say that. On 99.3 Nigeria Info on the sunny side, at least between you and I. Okay, so now with that said, you can win 20,000 Nigerian Naira. More information on that when we return. You're on the sunny side. The sun rises here. My name's Joyce. Yes, you can win 20,000 Naira Nigerian money today. Well, 20,000 Nigerian money today. It's 29 minutes past 12 on the clock. And this is me once again reminding you that this is also another opportunity. Today, I'm giving away 20,000 Naira. On your phone, you dial *347*880*3#. Before the sun sets, 20,000 is yours. Yours in the bank. You decide what you want to do with it. In fact, I'm not even asking for 10%. It's all yours. You decide if you want to share. You decide if you can have it. You go swag on your neighbor. You know, I know you think it's a lot of money in Nigeria today. At least you can go out there, get yourself chicken, make yourself a nice stew. Yeah, make yourself a nice pot of stew, soup. If you're like me, use the money, buy yourself a good bottle of wine. Look, we're dying, so live. Just live, you know. You can tell every day you're getting older, you're suffering backache, waist ache, leg ache, eye ache, aches and pains. You can tell life's not what it used to be. And so when the opportunity presents itself, all those little opportunities of enjoying the little pleasures of life, maybe I should make it my duty to remind you of the little pleasures of life. Look, wine is not expensive, but when you win this money, use it, buy a bottle of wine, sit down, say a prayer. Nafana. I wish I could say the prayer in Igbo. Just so you know how serious I am about this. You say your prayer and you drink and you sleep. Night and day is one day. Today is gone. You know, you sleep and you wake up and then you ask the world, yeah, what's up? What's next? Because, you know, sometimes you win, sometimes you lose. And today, one of them winning days. And if you've heard that there's a jackpot Friday. Friday may not be your day. Today could be your day. Okay, good. But I had to say, because many of you are probably just waiting, oh, that jackpot. Jackpot is just one person who's going to win it. A couple of people, right? But on different shows. Yeah, on different shows. You may not win on the morning show. You may not win on What's Up Lagos. You may not even win on Sunnyside. I'm not even going to be here to announce it. But certainly there's going to be someone here to conduct a draw, right? But what if you don't win on Friday? What if today is your day? All right. That's me asking you to have just enough faith to play to win 20,000 Nigerian Naira. Once again, on your phone, *347*880*3#. Or you go to the website, www.oneplay.ng. Click on Nigeria Info. Exactly. 500 Naira is what you stake. And then if you want to increase your chances of winning, you stake as many times as you can afford. It's a win and lose game. Good luck, okay? Good. With that said, Confessions Thursday. Let's begin. On Confessions Thursday, we open the cupboards to secrets.
Is that a skeleton I see?
Child, bite your tongue. Well, they say good walls make good neighbors.
Wait, you mean gist, right?
Confessions Thursday with Joyce on Nigeria Info. It's Confessions Thursday. When you call in, you don't say your name. I want to believe you know the rules. Well, if you don't, because you're new around here, welcome to the Sunny Side. My name's Joyce. It's another Thursday afternoon, and it's now time for Confessions Thursday. What that means is that you can tell about life, your life, the version that you find crazy, weird, unusual, secret. Well, you're not being secretive, but it's something that happened to you and you've held it as a secret. Maybe sad, maybe regretful, maybe confusing. It may have left you worse off, may have changed your whole perception or perspective to life. It may have led you to where you are, and God alone knows where you are right now. You could just be trying to find your way in the multitude of the chaos. Well, let's find out on Confessions. When you call in, you do not say your name, just so that you can tell this story the best that you can without the fear of being judged by others. Nobody is going to judge you, and that's a ground rule here. So however sad, pathetic, shameful, painful, regretful, confusing, however devastating, whatever it is, we are here for it on Confessions Thursday. Just remember, you turn off the volume of your radio set. You do not say your name. And yes, we're game. So the number to call is 020-1465-7190. That's also because our 0700 number has been under the weather for a while now. We're really working to have that up and running, so you must please bear with us. The moment that telephone line, well, I'm hoping we can get it back, like, sooner than later. But yeah, you kind of get the drift. In the meantime, what we have working would be the 0201 number. Once again, is 0201. Finish it up. You know it. 0201-465-7190. Nigeria Info, it's Confessions Thursday. Welcome to the show. Sorry I lost you, make it back. Confessions Thursday. Good afternoon to you, Nigeria Info.
Nigeria Info. Hello.
Hello, good afternoon. Hello. It's Confession. Turn off the volume of your radio set. I just said it. Turn off the volume of your radio set, please. Thank you. Hello, Nigeria Info. Confessions Thursday. Good afternoon. It's Confessions Thursday. Do you have a confession?
Hello.
Welcome. It's Confessions Thursday. Do you have
Welcome.
A confession?
Mr. Joy.
Do you have a confession?
Joy says, I want to remain anonymous.
Do you have a confession?
Hello.
Do you have a confession?
Joy, let me just say what I have to say. It's like it looks like a confession. I don't know what I'm
saying. Okay, go ahead.
I think I'm a kind of person that don't usually share my feeling or share what I've been going through for long. So, but I feel like when you just open the show, I just feel like to share it with you.
We're listening. Go ahead. We're listening.
Hello?
Go ahead. We can hear you.
Hello?
Okay. I can tell that you can't hear me. Hello. Welcome to the show. It's Confessions Thursday.
Hello?
I'm sorry. Please remember you have to be put. Just stay put just so that we can all hear you. The background noise gets in the way. And sometimes it's even louder than your own voice. And I think you're speaking as clearly as you can afford. So please remember that. Turn off the volume of your radio set. Be audible as best as you can. And I hope your background is not so noisy. Hello, Nigeria Info. It's Confessions Thursday.
Hello.
Welcome. It's Confessions Thursday. Do you have a confession?
Yeah, I have a confession and also, not really a confession, a kind of confusion. I need clarity here.
Go ahead.
So, I have issue with this religion thing here. Because when you ask, they say Christianity is the best religion. Somebody will say Islam is the best religion. So now, my confusion is that when I Google who Jesus is and his country of origin, they say he is a Romanian. Then when I Google, what's his name now? The Prophet Muhammad. So they say he's a man from Saudi Arabia, something of that. So my confusion here is that all these ones are people's children. Are people's children who come from a country. They have country of origin. So why can't we, as Africa, worship our, like a kind of our forefathers, mm-hmm. since we have our own country of origin? Why can't we worship our forefathers? So, but when I go out and I tell people this thing, because I don't like going to church. Yeah, my parents are Christians and all that. But since I grow up, I think about these things, I stop going to church. So, like in my family, a lot of people, they don't like me. They say I'm a son of the devil and all that. But where I always think is different from what they used to think. Mm. So, and like people were kind of avoid me because I don't go to church and all that. So, and till today, I don't feel like going to church.
That's fine.
So I'm having a lot of issue with this. I need clarity here.
Yeah, but you're looking for someone to give you clarity. You are supposed to be the seeker of a truth. Are you seeking?
Mark, what did you say?
You are the one looking for clarity. If I tell you, I would be like one of the many people who have told you something. So you have heard every other person say something. You have to determine what it is you're seeking and then seek it out. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You have to be the one now to determine. Otherwise, if I tell you something, I'm just one of the many people who have said something to you. You have to now determine, well, I've heard this, I've heard this, I've heard that. What do I believe? And for you to actually determine what you believe, you have to go do your own research, do your own findings, and come up with a conviction. Until it's a conviction, you don't have anything you're holding on to. By the way, why aren't you worshiping the gods of your fathers?
It's a bad way, what?
Why are you not worshiping the gods of your fathers, like the gods from your tradition or your culture, your village? Why aren't you worshiping those gods?
If I get you right, I think you are trying to ask me if I am... Maybe I'm worshipping the maybe gods of my village or something.
I'm asking you why you are not doing it, because you say you don't believe in the story of the Muhammad and the Jesus, that if those people are worshipping people from their culture, why aren't we worshipping the gods from our own culture? So why aren't you worshipping the god in your culture?
Yeah. So this is another thing here. So I kind of plan, like I always think maybe I should be worshiping maybe all these our traditional things, but then sometimes when I go into some of these things, like the few time that I spent in the village, some of these our culture things, they manipulate it a lot. So you will be seeing something clear like this, they will manipulate it. Maybe somebody will be sick and they will say, they'll go to maybe Babalawo or something, mm-hmm. and they'll say it's a soft person that is responsible for it. I could remember one incident that happened in the village when I was in the village. A child was sick, so the child was taken to hospital. So the doctor, in the drug that was given to the parents of this very child, there was this drug that they gave the child. They call it chloroquine or something, I think. So this thing was scratching the boy, the child, and this very child, it was a baby boy. He was not talking. He don't know how to talk. So while this thing was scratching him, this boy keep crying. In the night, nobody sleep. He keep crying. So when the father go to Babalawo, and then they said it was his grandmom that was responsible for the guy's for the child's sickness.
Mm-hmm.
So then later, after everything back and forth, there was a lot of quarrel in the community and
it
all
wasn't
that.
The mom.
Then later, a doctor now said they should bring the child. So when the doctor run a test and say this was the drugs that was disturbing the child, and when the child was given an injection, everything was set. The child was
good.
Okay. There was
right.
no. The child was no longer crying again.
Good.
So some of these things are the things that confuse me. So I decide to stay. I don't worship anything.
Yeah, but you are worse off. But you see, you are worse off because you are neither here nor there, and there are no middle grounds. That place you are staying, somebody owns it. You can't just stay in oblivion. It's owned. Someone owns it. You're either in or you're out of something. So now that you have admitted that you're confused based off of the things you have heard, now it's the time for you to go do your own research and search your own conscience. Is that clear?
Yeah.
You have to go do your own reading, read the Quran, get to understand it, read the Bible, get to understand it. You have to dig now. Otherwise, you're a sheep for the slaughter. Yeah, one wolf is coming
just,
for you.
I just want to stay. I just feel like staying without a religion. Since if I can sleep and wake up and I'm okay.
I don't think this is a case of you staying without religion. I think this is you staying without understanding. And it's dangerous to not have understanding. It's not just you staying without religion. You can be a man of truth and not necessarily have any one particular religion that you identify with. But you neither have truth, nor understanding, nor religion. You have nothing. But if you insist that you want to have nothing, that's also fine. But that's bad. That's not good.
All right. I will make my research again.
Fantastic.
I'll make more research.
Thank you very much for calling. Confessions Thursday. Welcome to the show. It's Nigeria Info. When you're calling, you don't say your name. Make it back. Hello. Welcome to the show. Confessions Thursday. Speak up for us, please. Confessions Thursday. Do you have a confession?
Yeah, I have a confession.
Go ahead.
When you were starting the show, you were saying something about what happens to the father sometimes happens to the son or the child. So that is what's making me to make this confession. I don't know if it's a confession, though. You know, I didn't grow up with my parents. So I grew up with my father's elder sister since I was 3 years. So when I was growing up, I thought she's my mother. Until something happened in secondary school that I initiated, that was when I got to know that she's not my mother. All right? So, and I can remember when I was in boarding school, you know, during visiting days, my friend's parents would come to school. They would come with their siblings. They would stay with them from morning to evening. They would eat together, dine together, do everything together. But in my own case, my guardian would send an audio to bring jollof rice, garri, and sugar for me, right?
Yeah.
So I would not be looking at other children with their parents, and I'm so envious. And I keep telling myself that when I grow old, I want to be the best father and the best husband in the world.
Yeah.
Because I want to live like this. Now, whenever I'm having a relationship, I always try to be like, I look at you, can you be a good wife material? So I was so much particular about the kind of person I want to date because I want the best wife for myself and all that. But do you know something? I got married to somebody I thought is the best woman, right? So many things happened, right? And I could remember when we were having challenges in our marriage. I kept holding on because I have two kids. And I was thinking, in my own case, I'm not close to my father, my mother, and my siblings because we didn't grow up together. So I don't want the same thing to happen to me, right? So I kept holding on. To the extent that I was in that marriage for like 6 years with my ex, no sex. We were together. But she was doing so many things, right? Because my finances were down at that point. So I was holding on because I want to grow up with my children. I want to show them the kind of fatherly love that I lack. But it got to a point after 6-7 years and that marriage was in trouble and all that, I had to quit.
Okay.
Now I quit about it and if I tell you that for the past 5 years I've not seen my children, you won't believe it. And so what I was running away from, you know, is actually happening to me now.
Someone sent me a message. I'm with you. Someone sent me a message saying, Joyce, good afternoon. What you were talking about is called generational or foundational or blood curse. Have you heard? Do you think that's what this is?
Yeah, I never believed in them because I was thinking, you know, that you can determine your own destiny. You can shape the way you want your life to be and all that. But you know, when it happened to me, because I did everything to save the situation.
Yeah.
But when it got to a point that my own life was at stake, I had to quit. And now the same separation that I didn't want to happen between my children is happening. And today I pray that the same way, not like for example, in my own case now, my father, my mother, and all that, you know, they call me, they ask for something, I give them, but we don't have that bond. You know, there's no bond between us. And so the same thing is happening to me and my children. Despite the fact that I try to make things right. But it's happening. So this generation, I don't know.
Well, if it happened to your father and it's happening to you, I mean, it may not be generational, but it's something that's repeating itself, right? Well, thank you very much for calling. Thank you very much for calling. I do appreciate. Yeah, this generational thing, this pattern of repetition, I guess is something worth talking about, worth thinking about. The Sunny Side. It's Confessions Thursday. When you're calling, you don't say your name. We're Nigeria Info. Turn up the volume of your radio set.
Hello.
Welcome. It's Confessions Thursday. Do you have a confession?
Joyce, good afternoon.
Afternoon to you.
Joyce, good afternoon. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
All right. Thank you. I want to...
You have a confession, right?
I've been calling since like... Can you hear me?
Do you have a confession?
It's not a confession, but I just need an advice.
Okay.
From you.
Well, part of it. So please go ahead.
All right. There's a way life is going, like, there's a way I'm facing life right now, mm-hmm. because right now I'm just confused. I don't know what to do. Someone said something to me before yesterday, and I'll be thinking about this because the person don't know as in what I'm passing through.
Okay.
So he said something to me shocking, so... The person don't know how the kind of life I'm facing, but for him to say that, I was so angry. So right now, I don't have anybody like supporting me, helping me. I'm just facing the way life is facing me now. I'm just facing it this way. So right now, I have this thing I'm doing, like this skill I'm learning. So somebody said something to me that I've not really faced life. Like, is there any other special way for somebody to face life?
Is that why you're upset?
Yeah.
Is that why you got upset?
Yes. No, it's not that I'm upset, but I'm just angry because the world said to me, he don't know what I'm passing through.
Don't mind so him. Like, you're not going to react to everything you hear.
The person I'm telling you is somebody that, let me just say, is my boss. He said something, so, and I'm feeling the person don't actually know what I'm facing.
Okay.
So he was not like telling me that I'm not really faced life the way life is. So I'm just like angry, like, why would this person be telling me this thing?
Well,
I'm really going through a lot right now.
Yeah, just ignore him. Your paths are different. Just because he's saying to you, you don't know what life is, you haven't suffered, you haven't been through the darkness, don't mean that his version of darkness is going to be your own version of darkness.
That's what I'm trying to explain. Like, maybe he faces his own life in a difficult way. Like, he faces his own life like in a different way.
Through
the process.
Exactly.
Like, my own is different. And I'm facing it right now. I know what I'm passing through right now as I'm talking to you like this, Joyce. I know what I'm passing through.
Yeah,
I'm trying to call you so that you help me out with this. Because before he told me this, I've been confused. Like, I don't know what to do. I'm just confused. People, like, I have, you know, brothers that are, like, they are doing okay within their self, like, they are okay for their self, like, so they don't give me this help, like the help I needed from them. Or maybe people think that maybe I'm getting this help from them, but I'm not doing the right thing. But deep down my mind, Joyce, I'm this kind of person that I don't ask. I struggle for myself to get what I want. I don't ask. I don't like asking people. I don't like bothering anybody. I face the life. The way life is facing me now, I'm just facing it this way. And I'm having this pain inside me of which nobody knows up to now.
All right.
I'm keeping it to myself.
Okay, so you're doing good.
But within myself, I've talked to myself several times. I know I'm trying within myself. I know the kind of person I am. I want to be a successful man. Like, I want to come out something. As I am like this, I know people do call me for advice. Like,
my yeah, so what's the issue? So you're going through all of this, but what's the issue? Because you're going through something. You know you're going through something. You're fighting it. You're holding up well. So what's the issue?
The issue is that people are not seeing it.
They don't have to see it. Why do you want them to see? They don't have to see it. You better pray you don't look like what you go through. It's okay if they don't see it.
For this person I'm telling you now, is very close to me. And he's so seeing it like I'm just wasting my time.
Yeah, it's okay. What are you going to do? Try to convince him? It's not for you to convince him.
I've tried my best to convince him.
You're not supposed to convince him. Why are you trying to convince him? Why are you working double shifts? You're going through something that's taking all of your mind and your effort and your energy. And then you're trying to convince someone to understand that you're going through something that's taking all of your time, your money, and your energy. Why would you even do that to yourself? If he doesn't get it, he don't get it. It's okay if he don't get it. If a girl don't love you and you love her, but she says she can't see it, she don't feel it, what you going to do? Try to convince her, but she still don't get it? What are you going to do?
Do you know why I said I'm worried about this? This boss I'm telling you about, like, is someone like...
Even if it was your father, what? Does he breastfeed you? Like, what are we doing here? Is that an umbilical cord here? Who is he that you're so dependent on his opinion?
He's someone like like I said earlier, I'm into his skill. Like, mm-hmm. I'm learning his skill.
Mm-hmm.
So he's my boss. He's mm-hmm. the skill I'm learning. So, like, he's just seeing that I'm not putting effort towards it.
Are you putting effort? Do you think you're doing your best?
I'm putting effort. The effort I'm putting, like, I'm putting the force within myself. I know I'm trying and I'm putting my best into it. But why would he be seeing it like I'm not putting...
So there's a problem here. You care for what he's seeing. You don't have his vantage point. For all we know, he could be blind. Why are you bothered about what he is seeing? Don't bother yourself. Just do what you have to do. Do it well. Push yourself. Be sure you are doing everything that you can do and must do. That's all you have to do.
All right, Josh.
Okay. You know, like, you talk to people, then life can really be hard. And something you think is kind of easy. I mean, I'm sitting down here in my head, I'm thinking, well, this is easy, right? Like, this is so easy. But I'm watching a young dude struggle with it. I'm like, what are you struggling with? There's nothing here. But he's practically struggling with what he's doing that he can see, but his boss can't see. And you see, the life is what it is. Maybe unfair sometimes, but that's also why you have to learn so that you can replace, you know, your stepping stone in life can be the things you have learned. Intelligence is a skill, so earn it. Hello.
Yes, I have a confession.
Okay.
Hello?
Go ahead, I can hear you.
There's no way it's my confession.
99.3 Nigeria Info. Welcome to the show. It's Confessions Thursday.
Hello?
Welcome. It's Confessions Thursday. Okay, so I'm going to go to the telephone lines. Good afternoon, Joyce. I have a confession. A man in my compound, about 50 years old, is touch lighting my neighbor's daughter of 12 years old. I already told her mom about it, but she says I'm trying to spoil her daughter's name. I even told her to investigate things for herself if she thinks I lie, because she's not always at home due to her work. Her daughter and the maid are the ones at home. I'm really bothered about it. Even gives me sleepless nights, because I will imagine what if she's my kid sister. What can I do about it? How old are you? You can catch him, confront him openly in the presence of everybody. That's what you can do. I don't know how old you are, but if you notice it and you can wait for it to happen, you're 29, you're an adult, you're a solid adult. You can get like two of you, 127-year-old, 129-year-old. You could really make stuff go around. Like, you could do so much. Talk to another neighbor about it. Hear what they say. speak to a neighbor that you deem to be sensible, like logical, and hear what they say. Say, well, like, I suspect this man. Have you had that suspicion? Now, if that's a sensible neighbor, they also start paying attention. So it's not just you paying attention, someone else is paying attention. And then that way, the day you blow alarm, you're not going to look like a crazy person. So tell someone else, Say, well, I have a suspicion. I'm not sure, but I just have a funny suspicion that this guy could be molesting this girl. What do you think? But once you mention it to someone, you have thrown their consciousness open to something. So they started paying attention. And then just wait. Time is good. It is the highest currency. So give it time. Wait a little bit. You'll see. He may not be molesting the girl. He may just be nice to her. We don't know that, but just give it time. But tell someone else, and hopefully they tell someone else. So the day you blow the trumpet, it's what it is. It's not just your opinion. It's everybody's opinion. We're off on a break. We'll be right back. Oh, wow. Okay, welcome right back. My name's Joyce. We're 99.3. This is Nigeria Info. It's 4 minutes past 1 p.m. So good to have you join me. It's Confessions Thursday. You're on the sunny side. Yes, and I'm on Instagram Live. You can see me in the studio, me and all my expressions of horror, joy, disbelief, and maybe rage. I, Joyce Onyemua, on Instagram. Okay, now remember when you're calling, you don't say your name. The number we have available to one and to all is 0201-465-7190. Wonderful people, I have a message I'd like to read. And it got me smiling just before I came right on air. Good afternoon, Joyce. I'm a woman that I've stayed away from sex for almost 9 years now. This is due to me being sex-starved by my ex for 7 years. For those 7 years, when I complained to my pastor, family members, and friends, they told me to switch off my sex drive and stay because of my kids. My ex was also violent and bit me at will. He goes out with various girlfriends also, so he was cheating on you. I finally left him 2 years ago when my first two kids became graduates. The problem I'm having now is that the touch of a guy irritates me. I've had 3 relationships those past 2 years, and it all ended due to a guy touched me. I will be 45 years this year. Joyce, am I going down with a condition, or am I dying, or am I not normal again? And so I was asking a question. If you were a nun, would you think you were going down with a condition, or you were dying, or you're not normal? No, you wouldn't think so, right? That's not me trying to trivialize your pain. That's me trying to give you another aspect, another perspective to your reality. So that the moment, imagine if you chose to be deliberately celibate. You wouldn't think you were coming down with a condition. You wouldn't think you were dying. You wouldn't think you were abnormal. And so this is me attempting to answer your question. And the answer is, oh no, you're not abnormal. One, for sure, you're traumatized. But you're not abnormal. You're not coming down with a condition. And you're not dying in that sense. It's just that, of course, you know, as the world ages, the whole circle of being in this realm of reality is that all things must come to an end. So yes, everything dies, right? But you're not dying in that sense. You're just you're traumatized. And trauma takes a psychological effect on the human mind, and of course, as your case is, body as well. You need time to heal. You need time to recover. And between now and whenever you heal or recover, it's only been 2 years, so your wound is still very fresh. The memory probably still burns with rage and bitterness, so you need time to recover first. Only until you even recover before you can truly see yourself in an actual relationship, then you can make, or you can have an expectation from a man, and you can have something to give. You have to heal. You have to heal. You have to. And we don't know how long that's going to take. But heal first. No, you're not mad. You're not dying. You're not coming down with you. No, it's just good old trauma from a horrible experience. So heal first. Now, after you heal, you can decide, I want to continue another relationship, or I really just want to be alone. I've met women who have come out of an abusive relationship and chose to be by themselves. Now, to be honest with you, I cannot answer the question of whether that's a trauma response or that is a healed person deciding to just be single and not have to put up with the opposite sex. I can't speak on that. But I've seen women who say, oh, well, I'm not doing this thing again. When my younger brother was, I think he was maybe seven, something small, tiny. I was just with my mom one day. And, you know, of course, he loves my mom, right? And then I think he was watching television and a woman was insulting a mother-in-law. And he said to my mom that he couldn't marry someone who insulted her. This kid was seven. That he couldn't marry someone who insulted her. And if he married someone and the person was abusive, he would not marry again. When my mom told me, I'm thinking, what's this kid thinking? Like, what's in his head? So imagine a less than 10-year-old kid saying, if I marry a woman and she's abusive and it ends, I will not marry again. That's a 10-year-old kid. Yeah. Crazy, right? I thought it was crazy because I'm like, what do you know you're looking at? So maybe we get to underrate children. Maybe they know more than we think they do. And I think I'm saying that to say there's nothing wrong with the decision to be by yourself. But you don't know that you want to be by yourself because you're traumatized. So you need time to heal first. Until you heal, everything else is a gamble. And maybe we can't stake on that gamble because it's going to be an actual loss. Except you find someone who falls in love with you and you fall in love with them. Then love heals you. Until that time, and until that miracle, no, you have to heal. You need time. You're good. Welcome. Hello. Confessions Thursday.
Hi, guys.
Good to have you. It's Confessions Thursday. You have a situation, a confession on the show?
I don't have a comment on
So take us off speaker because it's all muffled up. Take us off speaker. Unplug the ear thing you're using. Speak up for us. I'll appreciate it. You have 1 minute on the clock.
Okay. Aside from the fact that she needs to heal, she also needs somebody who she truly loves and who loves her. And she needs to open up to that person about what she's going through in terms of how men irritate her. Because I've been there. You know, I'm the same guy that called earlier. After, you know, when me and my ex were not having sex, you know, we started not having sex for 6 years. What she was doing to me was that whenever I want to talk to her, I want to have anything to do with her, she starts saying, do you think you're a man? If you are calling a man, will you be able to stand up? Should your son be rising? Your daughter's school fees is a meaningful amount of money. Where are you going to get it from? And all that. And by the time she says all those things, everything in me will calm down. It got so bad that even when I left the marriage, if I meet any lady and that lady is not touching me, not really doing anything, just lay down there, I would still think she's the same person like my head, and I won't be able to do anything.
Okay.
So I met one nurse lady. You know, so I not took the drugs. After that time I took the drugs. Whenever I want to have anything, I have to take drugs. You know? So that nurse girlfriend of mine came to my house one day and was cleaning the house and stored the drugs that I used to use. And she cast me down. I was like, Jamie, you don't need this. Oh, sorry. I mentioned my name. You don't need it. You know, she counseled me and said, you need somebody who truly loves you, who will take you through the journey. There is a woman that damaged you. It's another woman that will heal you. You know, and this lady,
okay,
you know, took me through the journey and I became a man again. So that's the story.
All right. Thank you very much for...
Who will truly love her.
Okay. Thank you. Hello. Confessions Thursday. Make it back. 0201-465-7190. Let's see. Sickness patterns, lifestyle run in families from generation to generation until it's dealt with by prayer and fasting. Oh, okay. It is what we've been taught in MFM and handled by deliverance. You can't escape it if you don't deal with it. Okay, this is so good. So here, someone is responding to what has been called a generational curse, a pattern of repetition of something bad that happens either in your life or in the life of your family. Okay, so prayer, fasting, it's what we're being taught in MFM and handled by Deliverance. You can't escape it if you don't deal with it, in as much as you try by your own human efforts. Thank you very much for your message. Okay. Someone says, my Ferrari is available for pickup. All right. What color is it? Nice. What year is it? What model is it? I wouldn't get too excited until I see it. Welcome to Confessions Thursday. This one goes, all the time, generational curse. What of generational blessing? Our forefathers, well, it depends on where you're from. Chances are you have generational blessings. Chances are you have generational curse. But the way evil pervades human consciousness, I think you're more guaranteed a curse than you would be a blessing. You're more guaranteed a generational curse than you would be a generational blessing. But that's just me being funny. Depends on where your hands have been, where your mind is at, what you believe. Hello, welcome to the show. It's Confessions Thursday. Night to 9.3 Nigeria Info. Welcome to the show. Hello. And yes, on WhatsApp, you can send me your confessions on WhatsApp. 080-959-75805. On WhatsApp, 080-959-75805. And we have a number available, and that is 0201-465-7190. It's Confessions Thursday. Remember, when you call in, you do not say your name. And yes, I'm here for as crazy as it can get. Your confession or your confusion or maybe even your questions. I'm very sure people have experienced your reality and have something to say for how they went through it and survived. Hello. Welcome.
Hello. Good afternoon.
Afternoon. Confessions Thursday. Do you have a confession?
Yeah, I think I have a confession.
Go ahead, please.
I've been following the program for some time now. I'm married to a lady and I have two children, twins, a boy and a girl.
Mm-hmm.
But As of last year, I find out she was cheating on me, anyhow. And I've been traumatized since then. Like, I don't find myself, I don't know what to do. Because I don't want the situation of those two children. They are like five years old. I don't want the situation they'll grow up without their mother and father by their side. So I don't know, but me seeing this lady every day keeps disturbing me. Like, as I'm talking to you right now, I'm shivering. And it gets to an extent, suicide has even come to the table, but at the same time, I don't want to put that as an option. And I am hypertensive. I even had cardiac arrest. Luckily, when the thing happened, I have some doctors close to me. I was revived. But the thing is troubling me. I just don't know what to do. I don't know.
Yeah. Okay, first of all, can you tolerate cheating?
What?
Can you tolerate cheating? Your spouse cheated on you.
If I can tolerate?
Yeah, can you tolerate it? Think about it. Can you tolerate it?
Yeah, I think I can. I can tolerate it. I can.
Oh, no, maybe I didn't ask you the right question first. Why are you trying to die if you can tolerate it?
The thing is so painful.
Good. So let me ask you the question again. Can you tolerate cheating?
Tolerate myself or tolerate the other person?
No, the other person who's cheating on you. Like, so they're cheating on you. Certainly you're not the only one. They don't love you. They find somebody else more attractive, more tempting, more spicy, whatever. Can you tolerate that?
I don't think I can tolerate that.
You don't think? Not yet, sir. You haven't gotten to a yes or a no. You need to get there. So let that sit at the back burner for now. Can you forgive cheating?
Yes, I can forgive, but things like this are hard to forget.
You're not going to forget. You're not going to forget. If it's a forgetting one, you may not live on the thought, but you're not going to forget. It's not even going to be a hard recall. You're not going to forget it. You would know it, but you would not hold it against them. But then again, they have to be willing and needing your forgiveness. So right now, I don't even know where your wife is at. Your wife could just be waiting for an excuse to leave you. That's probably why she's cheating. Your wife may just
That is another point. I don't even know if she's ready to build her home again.
She may just not even be that into you. So everything else is a good distraction because you're no good to her like that. You see that. Maybe besides the other besides being the father of her kids, there really isn't anything in there or in that marriage for her. So you're going to have a conversation with her. But before you have the conversation, I want you to brace yourself up for the very worst, just so that you can make a decision. You don't want to leave your marriage, so you're going to attempt to fight for it. But in the event that she's not the one for you, she doesn't want to be with you because she's just not that into you. Or in the event that she's going to say, well, forgive me, but really, it's just so that you can leave her alone. She's going to still do it again, as long as you don't catch her.
The thing there is, we have spoken about it on several occasions.
Okay.
I've sat her down, talked to her, asked her questions like this, if she still want this marriage to work.
What did
she said, yes, she still want the marriage to work. But there are other things that she, when she does these things, when she do these things, it keep taking me back to...
What does she do?
Are you really sure you want this marriage to work?
What does she do?
Like the sexual part of it, she just feel neglect. Like, if I'm making love to this girl, to me, I feel like she's not enjoying the sex or she's not feeling anything about it. So, I always have this other thought of, probably maybe the guy she's dating or the guy she's cheating with is more attractive to her in that other side than me.
Look, there are better ways to die. A guy being better at sex than you are is not one of them. If you're going to die, choose a more noble way to die. You're not going to kill yourself over the fact that, well, he's better in bed than I am. If you don't have a skill, you want to die for a lack of it? Good God.
I don't even know. That is a problem.
You don't know, but you can't sweat it.
That number. Wait. Can you come out from your shell? Just tell me what is that thing that I'm not doing right.
And what did she say? What does she say?
She keep on nodding her head, nothing.
Oh, she's not into you. She's not. Can you accept that it's possible that she's just not that into you? You can't? It takes a while. I mean, particularly if you're all invested in. So it's possible that she's just not that into you.
So, going our separate ways, is that the best option?
Guy, you're not a four-year-old. What do you mean going your separate ways? Is that the best option? Give me a better option.
I just don't know what else to do.
No. Now you can't. How old are you? You're not even 10. Come on. What do you mean you don't know what else to do? You're gonna do what you know how to do, which is sit her down, have a conversation with her. This marriage isn't working.
I've done this on several occasions.
Good. Do it again.
Not twice.
Yeah, but you see, the problem is not you doing it. The problem is you not knowing where to turn. If a woman is not just that into you, you have two options. I'm going to stay here, be like a flatmate. We're just going to live unattracted to each other, share the bill, or maybe I'll stay here, pay the bill. We look like a family, but we're hardly one. That's one option. The other option is, we're going to get a divorce. What am I paying for? How do we settle this? You settle, you go your own way. She hits the streets, you hit the backyard. Maybe you like literature. Maybe you like painting. Maybe you've been waiting for your own opportunity to be a prostitute in these streets. You go explore. Like, I don't know. You got options now. The question is, how low can you go? Or maybe how far away from this do you want to go? Yes, my work. He'll call back. Confessions Thursday.
Hello?
Mm-hmm.
Good afternoon.
Welcome.
I don't have a confession. I just wanted to say something to the last caller.
Don't be brash.
Oh, you know what I wanted to say. Okay, I won't.
Don't be brash.
Okay.
Yes. Good.
I won't be. I'm going to. Thank God you told me this. I just wanted to flare up before. Now let me say it the way it is. See, man, don't use your children just to give the excuse of staying in that marriage if you love your life. Don't say you don't want these people to grow with that. No, you don't. As a man, you have seen this woman is not into you. You are still asking, what are you going to do? Like, is that the best option? Joyce gave you an option. She's even saying separate. I mean, I'm even saying run. In fact, go and do DNA test to check if you are the owner of those children. That's it. Man, run for your life. Flee. Don't even separate. Divorce. Distance yourself from her. Or else, you're going to end up dying young. That's it.
You're not going to die. Don't mind this last caller. You're not going to die. But come on, man. You need some grit. Welcome. It's Confessions Thursday.
Hello?
Yeah, welcome. It's Confessions Thursday.
Hello?
I can hear you. It's Confessions Thursday.
Hello?
Oh, you can't hear me. Okay, I can hear you, but you can't hear me.
Are you hearing me?
Okay, so that's not going to work. Sincerely, you're going to have to please call back. I do apologize. Confessions Thursday. My name is Joyce. Remember, when you call in, you don't say your name. Hey.
Hello, Joyce.
Welcome.
Afternoon
to you. Welcome. It's Confessions Thursday.
Yeah, how you doing?
Good. You have a confession?
Oh, your voice is strengthened. I can't hear you.
Yo, I can't.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can. I can. I don't know why you can't hear me. I can hear you. Another problem. You can't. So, yeah, I think I have a situation where a few of you can't hear me. Please try again. Hello, Nigeria Info. Hey.
Hello?
Yeah, welcome. It's Confessions Thursday.
Yeah. Good afternoon.
Welcome. Afternoon. Do you have a confession?
I just want to talk about what the other caller spoke about.
Hurry up.
The other call earlier.
Which one?
Now, personally, I think we generally don't have empathy. Now, the way the guy was talking, I could see the pain in him and all that. Now, I think the guy needs to calm down, you know.
What do you mean we don't have empathy? Hold on a second. Wait. What do you mean we don't have empathy? What do you mean by that?
Generally, we don't have empathy. Like, we are not putting ourselves in people's shoes. Like the last caller, the guy that called him, you know, that you told him to not brush. He was going to... Like,
yeah, but he didn't. He ended up not being that. He ended up not being that. So why are you going there?
Now, listen. I think the guy needs to learn how to forgive. Okay, even if he separates from his wife, if they eventually get divorced, that pain will still be there. Okay, so separation or divorce is not the solution. So the pain will still be there forever. You know, no. I like some things that you say because you are...
Wait, hold... No, just before you tell me you like what I say, hold on a second. You say divorce is not the solution, right? You are more empathetic. So what is a better solution for his state of mind, for his peace, and for his family?
Now, right? Now?
I don't know. You heard the story. Yeah, so good. What's better for him? 30 seconds.
Yeah. The solution to me now is to learn how to forgive.
Uh-huh. And after
not
that?
Not to divorce or not to... See, forgiveness is very powerful.
Yeah, but if the woman doesn't love him, what should he do?
After that,
uh-huh.
After that, he will be able to see the next step of action himself.
We're off on a break.
Confessions Thursday with Joyce on Nigeria Info.
99.3 Nigeria Info, the sunny side. You can win 20,000 Nigerian Naira before the sun sets today on your phone, *347, *880, *#. And before the sun sets, you are getting off of me 20,000 Nigerian Naira. You can go to the website, www.oneplay.ng. You click on Nigeria Info and good luck. We're back to the conversation. It's Confessions Thursday on Nigeria Info. My name's Joyce. When you're calling, you don't say your name because I need you to find all the confidence you can snatch from the wind to give me a story that's both crazy, mind-boggling, and probably yours alone as far as experiences go. I want to read a message here. My dear, he's speaking to the last caller who called and the brother who discovered his wife's cheating on him. We also must state that the man said he's spoken to his wife, but has realized that things are not the same. At least the way she responds to him romantically appears to be dry. So there isn't that much life in there. And so he's feeling that the marriage may be dying, or at least his relationship with his wife could be dying. So there's a message here. I'm going to read this one off of Instagram, Oday. He says, my brother, don't be a baby. You don't need advice from anyone. How can your wife cheat on you and you're still in the marriage? Please don't be weak. If you cannot leave your wife for infidelity, then I'm sorry for you. The day I discover it, that is the day, that's the end of the marriage. Be a man and let go of your marriage quickly. So let's stretch this out a little bit. There are some people who can forgive infidelity. And we've seen people who live with it. I've heard people say stuff like they can live with it. There are people who can live with it. There are people who can forgive if the other person repents. And I'm speaking to both sexes now. There are people who can't forgive it. Like if you cheat on them, that's it. They can't function. If they're not out, they're dying. If they're going to stay in that marriage, like they're out. You've killed them. So maybe he has the courage to forgive. Now, he even did say that he has forgiven her. But it seems as though the bigger problem on one hand could be how he feels about her cheating on her when he remembers it. But the bigger problem is not even that. I would say the bigger problem is how the wife responds to him. And that's really why we're here. Hopefully he calls back because he may need to paint a little bit more picture. If he can forgive his wife and the wife is willing to not cheat on him anymore because that cannot be a basis for their marriage. Remember, some marriages can live with a cheating partner. There are marriages where both partners go out, cheat, come home, dress up for mosque on a Friday, or go to church on a Sunday. There are marriages like that, but they're both cheating and they're okay with it. They know it. One person, in some other case, one person is cheating, the other person knows it, can manage it. Yeah, they're just different scenarios. But in his case, he's saying he has forgiven her. I don't know if she's truly repentant, but from the much I got out of him, she's just not that into him. So, only from that perspective did I speak. But if he's willing to forgive her and she's going to not cheat on him anymore, they can find out whether they can still work out the marriage. But thank you very much for your message. I'm going to get up to your messages in a moment. This one goes, thank you. Hold on, let me just get to the heart of the matter. You are speaking on the guy who said his boss doesn't see what he does. Okay, you've said a lot already to the guy with the boss who doesn't see him put in efforts. But I'd like to just chip this in. Some people just dump all sorts of rubbish on you in the name of advice, not minding how you feel or what you're passing through. My advice to him is to ignore anyone who tries to undervalue his effort. The end justifies the means. Thank you very much for your message. So now right back to the telephone lines, 0201-465-7190. When you're calling, you don't say your name. And I thank you very, very much for your patience. And I'm trying to be all things to all men. We're right back at right back into Confessions Thursday. Hello.
Hello.
The volume of your radio set.
Hello.
Welcome. It's Confessions Thursday. Do you have a confession?
Hello, Joyce.
Do you have a confession? Afternoon to you. Welcome. You have a confession?
I want to say a little thing about the guy just called.
You have one minute.
The guy that said,
yeah, 1 minute. Go ahead.
All right. Thank you. See, this cheating or thing, and the guy knew that the lady is cheating on her, and she called the lady, and he was even asking her, "What did you want me to do?" And she is nodding her head. This is a sign of him knowing that that lady have lost interest in her. And for me, there is a caller again that called. I said he should go and do a DNA. Yes, I will support that. That guy should go and do his DNA test.
All right.
Find those children, because
there might be probability that that child might not even be his own. So you should go and do a DNA test. If it is for me, I don't take cheating. If you cheat on me, for me, it's over.
All right.
I can't cope with it.
Okay.
So that's what I have to say.
Thank you. The last 2 weeks, the DNA conversation on social media, I think men are just angry, but maybe there's justification to it. Hello.
Good afternoon, guys.
You say what? Speak up.
Good afternoon.
Good. Confessions Thursday.
Yeah, hello?
Yeah, I'm with you. You have a confession, right?
Yes, good afternoon.
Go ahead. Afternoon, go ahead. Thank you. Confessions Thursday. Some of you, hello, you have a confession? 99.3 Nigeria Info, the Sunny Side. So good to have you join the conversation. Hello, welcome to the show. Hello.
Hello.
Speak up for me. You boys that call the show, you hear my voice, you hang up. I'm on that verge of really cursing you out at this point. Like, I'm not sure I can tolerate it anymore. Welcome. Turn up the volume of your radio set.
Hello?
Welcome. It's Confessions Thursday. Do you have a confession?
Hello, Lady J. How are you?
Good.
A piece of advice for the young man.
Real quick.
1 minute. I don't know what he seeks in that relationship. Because a lot of people have various reasons for going into a relationship.
Mm-hmm.
If what he's seeking, if he's finding what he's seeking or what he sought, then he can remain in the relationship. Because the lady is giving him all the time, all the red flags. Oh. Or the way she replies, the way she responds when he's trying to discuss with her, the signs all over the place. If I were to be him, well, marriage is not a do or die affair. And there's no umbilical cord holding the both of you. Like one caller mentioned, do a DNA secretly, get the results, and move on. You didn't come into this world with her, and you're not going to die with her. Because the closest thing to cheating is murder. It's better now you have your life, escape with it, and move on. Life goes on. Thank you.
All right. Please, I need an advice. This is 4 years now. I married my wife. She has not been seen her period since then. We've done everything medically. Nothing was found. She is just 33 and I'm 49. It's making me have second thought to have another wife. I don't know. I can speak on this one because, first of all, I don't even know what's happening. I haven't heard this before. I don't know what it is. If you see a doctor, they should give you medical advice. Beyond that, because I have no reference point for this, I can't quite speak on it. I don't know what it is. So I don't know what to say. And if you want to have a second wife, I don't know what to say. I can't speak on it. I don't know what you believe. What if the second wife is the one that's going to kill you? I don't know. I don't know. What if this wife was sent to you? I don't know. You know what? Let me not horrify you any further. I don't know. You see a doctor. They tell you what they can tell you medically. And hopefully that's enough information to work with. It's hardly going to be enough information, but I don't know. I don't. If your wife's okay with you having another wife, good. Hello. Confessions Thursday.
Hello, Joy.
Welcome. You have a confession.
Good afternoon.
Afternoon. Do you have a confession?
Yeah, this is Moses calling. No, sorry. I just wanted to...
Real quick, 1 minute.
...something to the last caller that just said... I mean, the last message you read. Can you hear me?
Go ahead. 1 minute.
Yeah. So what I want to say is this. First, you should always put yourself in the other person's shoe. If you are the one in her shoe, if she leaves you, how will you feel? Marriage, So we don't know what it means to sacrifice. Just like the other one that I was talking about, bed or no bed, whether one is good. See, you sacrifice these things. These things are not number one priority in marriage. Who is good in bed or is not good in bed. Or what your wife or what your husband is going through. That's not when to think of another wife. If Undo is going to spend 100 years with you, you have to think of how you're going to solve it and how you can cope and how you can make her feel comfortable. I don't think a lot of people know what it means to marry, Joyce.
Well, thank you for telling them.
Thank you.
Nigeria Info, the sunny side, and it's zero. Someone says I'm calling the number too fast. Really? Okay, 0201-465-7190. That can be fast. And you can win money today. Good luck. And this is how you do it on your phone, *347*880#. Sound like a music track. Someone says I sound like a music track. Nigeria Info is Confession Stairs there. Remember, when you're calling, you don't say your name. Hello. Hey.
Hello.
Yeah, confessions. Do you have a confession?
Good afternoon.
Yeah.
Yeah. I just want to talk about the last caller.
Real quick. 1 minute.
Talk about his wife, Chitani. I'm also facing similar problems. As I'm talking to you now, my wife, you are about to file for divorce. But what has happened to him is what has happened to me, because I don't want anything separate home because of the kids. But I think what is going on in the country now, ladies nowadays, there is some man outside there. Maybe they are after married a woman. I don't know. But I'm not the only one experiencing it. I talked to one or two of my friends too. They are also experiencing it.
Where your friends have their wives cheating on them as well?
They have similar like that. Maybe they're just be giving excuses, maybe because they are working, or maybe something. You know, what is going on in Nigeria now? Things are not going on with men. A little token that you are dropping is not like before again.
Okay.
Maybe they use that one as excuse. But that is what my wife was trying to do.
Okay.
She was just finding, I've been noticing these things for past 6 years. I later lost my third born, my daughter. But I noticed that that girl, I was not the one that born her. Because the day, may all God, mighty God, lead us, man. Thank you very much.
Sure. And good luck, okay?
Yeah.
Another brother is about to leave home and hit the streets again. Okay, so here's a gentleman here who admits to cheating on his wife. He says, God bless you, and listening to you always gives me joy. I'm married with two children. I cheated on my wife twice since 11 years ago. I know my wife is sincere to me. My question is, since I have asked God for forgiveness when it happened 4 years ago, is it normal to ask my wife for forgiveness, or should I trust on God for forgiveness? I can't speak for God. I can't, and I wouldn't want to even nearly attempt that. I can't. I don't know if he's still going to punish you, you know? Like, so I don't want to give you hopes. I don't know if I think you're going to be forgiven. I want to believe that you are forgiven, but I don't have the details. I mean, you're even talking about, should you tell your wife? What if you had a wife who was, you know, like there's some women, when their husbands do something, they sleep and dream about it. So what if your wife already knows that you're cheating on her? But maybe your wife is not the sort. But there are some men who, they do stuff and their wife will know. So I really can't speak. I mean, it sounds tempting to have an opinion, but I really don't. I don't know. I don't know if it's necessary to, I don't know if it's necessary for your wife to forgive you, but I would, even more than, yeah, rather than speak for God, I think it's necessary for your wife to forgive you. I think it's necessary. And that's really all I can say. Now, whether you decide to tell her or not, it's not a decision I can make. You know, it's not something I can make. Because, you know, there are things that you have done and maybe your consequences could all be stacking up. Like, I don't know. I don't know. And it's not so easy to speak on. I don't know. You may be better off telling her to help your relationship even better. It may be seemingly peaceful not to tell her now, but the consequences just lay in wait for you. You may truly have been forgiven. Like, I honestly don't know. I don't. Hello. Confessions Thursday.
Hello.
Mm-hmm. You have a confession, right?
Hello.
I'm with you.
Hello.
I can hear you.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Hello, Joyce. I want to say something about the last caller that I called before the last one.
Go ahead.
I said something about sacrifice.
Okay.
Okay. Please, in terms of marriage, I think this sacrifice of routine, people need to understand that marriage is not a do-or-die affair. And this thing they said, in the church, when you want to get married, they will say for better, for worse. I think they need to start breaking down that word.
They need to change the vows, right?
Hello?
They need to change the vows for better, for stay, for worse, for go.
They need to start letting them know the meaning of that for better, for worse.
Oh.
Because so many, yes, because they will just tell you for better, for worse. Maybe now this aspect of cheating of it, now if you go to someone and tell the person about it, they will not tell you that, marriage is for better, for worse. Meaning worse. I don't understand. Somebody, see, do you know that man just escaped from cardiac arrest? He said it, right?
Yeah, he said it.
So do you know that what this lady is doing to that man now is trying to kill that man?
Okay, so here's what we're going to do. I like this aspect, but we're going to have to debate it on a different day because it looks like we can debate it.
They need to break down this for better, for worse. For better, for worse simply means when it, in terms of providing, like, for the man or for the woman, in terms of hardship, that's what this means. It means.
Not for you to put up with.
Marriage is for better, for worse. Oh God.
Okay. Thank you. Okay, so that's something worth considering.
Now the caller called and said that marriage is sacrifice. Sacrifice. You are dying and you are sacrificing.
All right.
Oh God.
We'll talk about it. Looks like something. So he's saying better for worse is in times of hard times, not in times of when your partner brings you affliction. Okay, we can debate that. Nigeria Info. The Sony side. Welcome. Hey.
Hello, good afternoon, Joyce.
Yes, welcome. Do you have a confession?
No, I want to comment on the man that said he cheated on his wife in the past.
Yeah.
3-4 years ago.
1 minute.
What I want to say is that, hence what you have done is in the past, and you have asked God for forgiveness, and you are convinced that you're not going back to that wrongdoing. I don't think it is right for him to call, sit the wife down and confess, because it's going to disrupt the peace and harmony in the home. I think that's what I think, that there's no point, since you have asked God for forgiveness, because most of us, so forgive those things. It's not easy. We're just saying it's not easy to forgive a cheating partner. So he better let it go, hence let peace and harmony reign in his home. Thank you, well done. You're doing a good job.
Thank you. Hey, welcome to the show. It's Confessions Thursday. Turn off the volume of your radio set.
Hello, Joyce. Yes.
Turn off the volume of your radio set.
This is my first. I'm a first caller.
First time caller. Thank you very much for calling.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. So, you have a confession?
No.
I'm with you. I can hear you. You have a confession.
Can you hear me?
Believe me when I say I can.
Hello, Joyce.
Oh, I can hear you. This is sad. I can hear you. Oh, I sincerely do apologize. You're going to have to call me back. And yes, I'm live streaming on Instagram. I, Joyce Onyemua, on Instagram. So I'm reading your comments, too. Hello, welcome.
Thank you, Joyce.
Do you have a confession?
You said?
Do you have a confession?
Yeah, no.
Real quick, what do you want?
You can't say you have, as far as you have married her before you did what you did, whether 4 years ago or whether 10 years ago, you have to tell her. then you now ask for forgiveness of sin. That is how it works in the Bible. And when somebody was talking about, when I talked about sacrifice, there is no love without sacrifice. If you can't sacrifice for a human, then you don't love them. You don't know what love is.
Let's debate this on another day, all right? This sounds like a good conversation we can debate. Oh, wow. Men are getting into it. Welcome to Nigeria Info. It's Confessions Thursday.
Yeah. I just want to say, do you know that for better or for worse is not even biblical?
Who are these guys? I said let's debate it. Okay, hold on. Okay. Let's debate it another time, please. And let's give the day to people who have a confession. So maybe next week on language and interpretations. No, we already have a topic for next week on language and interpretations. So the upper week, let's debate for better or for worse. It now sounds as though all of you want to come out of your marriages. Why? So we're about to debate on Nigeria Info the meaning of for better or for worse, because I think half of you are sick of what you got yourselves in. Okay, I'm here for it. The Sunny Side, my name's Joyce. We'll be debating for better or for worse. Okay, hey. Good Lord. Welcome to the show. It's Confessions Thursday. Do you have a confession?
I don't have a confession. I just love you.
Oh, thank you. Nigeria Info, Confessions Thursday. Turn up the volume of your radio set.
Hello, Lady J.
Mm-hmm. You have a confession?
If you love my sister, please bring drinks between mine and my Abia.
All these.
I understand how you love her.
Oh, good Lord.
Lady J, unforgiveness.
No. We're not there yet. We're not there. Lords of Logic, please just wait. We'll get into it in a moment. Come on.
No, I'm talking about the person who said he has prayed to God for forgiveness.
Yeah. Okay.
Before you can, through forgiveness,
yeah,
the person, the other party that has been hurt,
yeah, has to forgive you. Hey.
You must seek forgiveness from that other party that you have hurt.
From the person you've hurt.
So you cannot approach the Most High.
Yeah.
For final forgiveness. The Bible says, confess your sins to one another.
Hey.
It's in the Bible. Confess your sins to one another.
Let's
understand the meaning of forgiveness. Don't just jump the party. Don't jump the gun. If you have offended someone, you've not approached that person and confessed your sins and sought forgiveness, you're not going to the Most High God. The Bible said, if you cannot forgive your brother whom you see one-on-one, how can you now forgive?
Yeah, I kind of get it. I kind of get it, though. I think he wasn't ready to tell his wife.
Thank you.
And then he called Nigeria Info, and now... And honestly, I think I agree with that, because I was thinking about it, and I almost said it, but before you go to God, I think you need the forgiveness of the person whom you've erred against. Because they have to forgive you. Because I'm sure God is like, what's my business? I'm going to punish you out here, but they need to forgive you so I can determine how much punishment you're going to get out here. Well, I don't know that that's how it's going to work, but I honestly would agree with that. With the fact that the person whom you've wronged must forgive you first. Confessional stairs. When you're calling, you don't say your name. Remember that. Hello, welcome to the show. Hey.
Good afternoon, Lady J.
Welcome. You don't have a confession, right?
I don't.
Why are you here?
Oh, God, you're blushing. I'm even blushing on your behalf right now.
I'm not blushing. Why should I be blushing? Blushing over what? But wait, though. Blushing over what?
Okay. All right. It's just because of the other guy I'm calling. Anyway, you see, what he has done has been for a very long time. And him remembering it now, he just needs to speak to his wife, you know, restitute. That will give him peace of mind. It has happened for a very long time, but he's still speaking about it. So he might have forgiven himself, but the wife has to also forgive him so that he can have his peace of mind. Restitution of all things will just give you peace and ease of mind. Not how far or how long it has happened. Let him just say so that he can be free. And free indeed. That's what
Thank you very much. Welcome. It's Confessions Thursday. Hey.
Hello, Judge.
You have to speak up for me, I beg you, in the name of all things bright and beautiful. Nigeria Info, remember 02014657190. That's not too fast, right? Good. Win money, 20,000 Nigerian Naira, *347*880*#. Right back to the conversation and Confessions Thursday. Hello.
Hello.
You ready?
Hello.
Yes. Confessions Thursday. Good afternoon. Yeah, you have a confession.
How are you?
Good.
This market woman, though.
Why are you shouting?
I want to talk about that man. The man said the wife did not. Me, though. let him not confess to the wife anymore. Because hey, some women, that thing, he will never forgive that man. Let the man find place in his heart to forgive himself.
But if she doesn't forgive him, God will. Hold on. Okay.
Don't tell it to the wife.
All right.
Sorry. Thank you.
We're continuing our conversation from last week. What is forgiveness? Because I can see that we really don't know what forgiveness is and how to seek it out. Okay. On Nigeria Info, it's a busy day, as always. Hello, welcome to the show. It's Nigeria Info.
Joyce.
Mm-hmm. You have a confession?
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Do you have a confession?
No, I just want to chip in something. I agree with the Don. The Don said something about the guy that loves you.
Look at these
men. That's our own.
Look at these
men. That's more important to us. Thank you.
Look at these men. Okay, we're off on a break. 99.3 Nigeria Info, the sunny side. This is why the bride price go up. The men who don't know you want to drink alcohol off of your back. We'll be right back.
Welcome back to your number one talk, news, and sports station. This is Nigeria Info.
Nigeria Info, the sunny side. Thank you very, very much. All of you, including those waiting for alcohol in Abia State. listening to you. Someone says, I listen to you because of your expressions, your cynical laughter. Anne Robinson of Nigeria Radio Waves. Is that another radio station? Well, thank you very much. Another person is advising the gentleman to get another DNA test. And let me see. This one goes, every time people talk about generational curses, why is it always about Negroids? What about other races like the Caucasoids and the Mongoloids? Monday from Ikoyi, generational curses is on everything under the sun. Caucasoids, Mongoloids, amphibians, name it, anything that's crossbreeding with human is cursed. The curse is as profound as air. I don't think it's travel around a little bit. You see, the curse is everywhere. That's what media tells you. That's how a nation markets itself. That's a PR. But that's what's latent. That's what's underneath. The curse is everywhere. America, UK, in the house of the Queen, in the house of all the monarchs. It's everywhere. The curse is probably more there than here. Yeah. Welcome to the show, Nigeria Info.
Joyce.
What?
Good afternoon.
Good.
First and foremost, it's been a long time.
Really? Happy New Year, then.
No, I saw you one time live, but I think you were in a rush.
Well, good. Yeah. A girl's got a place to go. What can I do for you?
I don't want to pay me small, but okay. All of Niger Deshad made their confess. What are they confessing for now? This thing has happened a long time. Joyce, if I do you something 20 years ago and now today I just tell you, you sure say you will ever look me with the same eye again?
It depends. It depends. If a person is truly needing forgiveness, like if they are sober, if they're regretful, hey, why not?
No, it depends. So if I let's take the context and I hope this example is allowed on the radio. So if I murder someone you love with your life,
yeah,
20 years ago,
yeah,
and I come to you and I say, Joyce, can you tell me 2004?
Yeah,
I want to tell you things, but today I must confess. See you, na me kill this person.
Mm.
You sure see me and you go ever remain the same for life?
We don't need,
but
we don't need
this grief.
Yeah, but even the act of murder doesn't automatically suggest that you shouldn't be with anything that's breathing. You should live with stones, grass. You should be in a cave somewhere if you can take the life of another man. Why should you kill my mother or my, you know, and I'm still laughing with you? Like, it's insane in itself. But can I forgive you? No, that's not the point. You know what? Relax. What is forgiveness is our conversation next. It's the Lords of Logic.
Don't worry.
Good.
See you soon.
Wow, Lagos. We're back at it this week on 99.3 Nigeria Info. Confessions is done. It's 2 p.m.